It's time for the Falcons Report on Dukes and Bell.
Looking, shoots it for the end zone. Intercepted, A.J. Terrell.
All the highlights and interviews you need from the Dirty Birds.
Did he hit the pylon? He did. Touchdown Atlanta.
The best the Falcons have to offer right here on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
You shall not
We are Dukes and Bell. We start off every day and every hour by saying, hey, man. Glad to have you listening to Atlanta's number one sports show. It's number one sports station, 92.9 The Game. What is the latest on the Falcons in their joint practice with the Colts? Now, our buddy D. Orlando Ledbetter is going to join us. He's up there in Indy and will bring us all the news. But, Mike, there are things to report. And let's go back to earlier today as this practice got underway, and we gave a big shout-out to their play-by-play TV guy who joined us earlier in the show. If you missed that interview, go online, odyssey.com. You can check it out. But he came on and said, look, there are a lot of things the Colts need to figure out as well. One of them, Keenan Allen, their wide receiver. People were excited because they got wide receiver issues. We've got our own issues. And we said, look, we got to figure out if we can block somebody going up against this Colts defense. So with that said, today we find out, all right, first and foremost, that in the first team offense, first drive of the day, Tua was sacked, Bijan gets a tackle for loss, and then Tua fumbles a snap. And Mike and I reacted to this in the 4 o'clock hour because we were like, okay, great, not what you want to hear. And then Tua ends up throwing a jump ball to Drake London, who goes up and gets it. But if you look at the overall, well, who won and who lost, guys, there are segments of this. You're going to win some, you're going to lose some. But the news that's coming out of Indy, and I think Falcon fans are going to react, is, yeah, Tua threw an interception. Absolutely. He threw an interception to the Colts' Justin Wally in 11-on-11. Mike, this is why you need this practice. Offense did move the ball better in the second drive, okay? So this is give and take. You can't, again, just go, oh, he threw an interception, he sucks. That's part of this.
Right. But, you know, the idea that in the first preseason game, which people get to see, you miss a snap, and then we find out you're missing a snap, In a game type situation, in a scrimmage, it's like, what are you doing? I mean, are you ready to do this job? Are you ready to reinvent yourself and, you know, take this job? You know, the job is over there because, you know, it's up for the grabs. Maybe Penix gets cleared. We don't know. We have no idea when Mike's going to get cleared. But you do have the advantage of being healthy that he isn't. And there's a beautiful video of Penix dropping a ball down to Drummond down the side. It's, you know, beautiful Michael Penix touch like you saw when he was a quarterback for Washington. But, you know, Tua, what are you doing? This doesn't help. I mean, again, not, as you said, small sample size, but still. Doesn't exactly instill confidence.
No, and, you know, they had some tackles for loss. They had a few good runs. It's look, I would love to tell you we dominated every facet of this practice today.
Wide receivers apparently look good in the 7-on-7s. Yeah. And some of the, you know, again, these are where the quarterback's not taking pressure, but, you know, you're basically working DBs versus or safeties versus linebackers. You get the idea.
Yeah. And by the way, it was, who was it? Greg Rakestraw, who joined us earlier today. We were talking to him about some of the things that Indy was going to try to work on. But you know, when we talk about these joint practices, this is what makes it interesting. Coaches go in with plans. Hey, we need to see about our edge guys. We need some extra work there. So, Mike, maybe – and those are the battles that we're not getting a chance to view, right? And some of that, guys, just like with our practices, goes on the other field, right? You got defense on one field. You got offense going up against their defense. And some of these battles that we're talking about. But the wide receivers, here's what I'm getting from the wide receivers. And we've been saying this about, like, Zachariah Branch. He was open today, all right? These routes that we're watching Zachariah Branch run – it's the same stuff we've been watching him run at Flyer Branch. He's open. But it looks like, don't want to jump the gun, but it feels like, Mike, we got a wide receiving core that can get separation. And this is something that we haven't had.
No, and it's something we talked about. That's why we go to practice. We watch the practice. Zachariah Branch has got amazing footwork and technique. And it even makes me more frustrated that Georgia didn't even do even more with this guy last year. But regardless, they're going to do it here with the Falcons. This guy gets open. He's burning veterans. He's got it. And he's definitely got the skill set. And I can't wait to see how Stefanski uses him. D-Led, you mentioned, is going to join us here in about 30 minutes or so. He's reporting, and we already was upper body. He's saying that Juwan Taylor had a knee surgery in March. Day-Day, first we're hearing of this. You know, we were of the opinion, or at least being told, it was upper body, like elbow or arm.
So he was recovering from a knee injury.
So that's why when we heard the players, when we did the mini camp interviews, and they said, yeah, we're hoping to get Juwan, he's dealing with some stuff. It was actually lower body, according to what Dan D-Led will expand on that later in the show.
Yeah.
That's our right tackle, guys.
Well, he's back. He's practicing. So that is the good news. And speaking of being cleared, he's been cleared. And that was something else we wanted to watch today. But those are the things, like if I asked you, Mike, okay, next couple of days, the day is over. And they got the work in. But I want to see Jawan Taylor in one-on-ones. I definitely want to see our wide receivers and the separation. I want to see our corners, too. I want to see what our corners are able to do. The problem is they have a much more depleted wide receiving core right now than we do. If their ones and twos are ready, it would be a better test for us. But those guys are injured, which is why they went and signed Keenan Allen.
Right. Who's older?
You know what I mean? And they got a guy in Pierce that they gave the big contract to, but he's banged up. He can't go. You know, we've talked a lot about, you know, Daniel Jones. Daniel Jones apparently gets the green light. He's coming off an Achilles. Maybe, guys, you know what the best news for Falcon fans? I said it on Twitter today at ATLBell929. Follow Carl and put him up, C. Dukes, and at DukesBell929. I said, please clear this guy. Doctors. What more do they need to see?
I don't know.
We're not orthopedists. We don't claim to be. But, I mean, there's nothing in Michael Penix Jr.'s delivery, his footwork, that makes him look like he's hindered by something with his knee.
No. And when we did our interview a couple of weeks, it's been a couple of weeks now, right, Dede? It's been at least 8 or 9 days whenever we last talked to him. The first thing I said to him was, you look fine. You know, and I was waiting for him to go, I am fine, bro, and I can go. But he didn't say that. He said, I'm running my own race, is what his phrase was to us. And you know, look, physically, that's what's deceiving. I said to many people, if you watch him, you go, there's nothing wrong with this dude. But when he tells Cam Newton literally 3 days later that I have to feel like I can trust it, that was the news that went around the country, and everybody went, uh-oh.
Right.
Okay.
Mental aspect.
Yep.
Getting the confidence. Jam at Meal House hits us up. He goes, why should Penix get back there? So we could get injured again behind this sorry-ass line? First off, it's not a sorry-ass line. What you saw the other night on Friday against the Broncos was a cobbled together. I mean, again, you had Michael Jarrell from Finley, not the roofing company, playing right tackle. Jawan Taylor is going to be our right tackle. You know, and there was today some good and some bad with our O-line. I would imagine if they're getting challenged, you got Bill Callahan, the best offensive line coach in the country.
Yes.
Challenge him.
Yes.
Tomorrow, I presume that we'll hear the offensive line did a hell of a lot better job. Right?
Right.
And
we ran out there. Yeah, that's
exactly
how
they run out there?
And we ran out there. That's what it felt like.
I had a guy today on Twitter. He goes, oh, Mike, he called me a lot of names for my take that this is a gap year. I'm like, well, I mean, my focus is more on the defense. We apparently did some good things on defense today, but we'll get D-Led's breakdown.
Well, and the Kendall Daniels kid, look.
He's real. He's real legit talent.
I said to Mike, and again, only time will tell, maybe some of these defensive guys we drafted pop. And I don't want to, again, you know, get you overly excited because I know many of you are not optimistic. But that's what happened Super Bowl year. We got production from rookies that we go, wow, this guy's really good.
Keanu Neal, Debo out of the box, Devondre Campbell at 16.
Austin Hooper.
Yeah, Perkins. Look, they love Perkins' game. Good article from Flick about it was almost out of football. And we have a great conversation. You can find it online from a few weeks back with Kendall Daniels. Love his game, his energy.
The Devondre Campbell, that's funny you bring that name up because that's who he reminds me of. Just the length. I don't know if he can play like Devondre Campbell at one point. Last couple of years, he's been all pro up there in Green Bay. But that's who he reminds me of. He's long. And look, length matters. You've heard me say this.
Hey, now.
If you put Divine Diablo out there, and we've been seeing Harris, okay, that's the guy that came over from the Texans. He's been running a lot with the first team, but I think Daniels, Mike, is making a push. And if you were to tell me Divine Diablo and Daniels are out there, guys, that's a lot of length in the middle when you start talking about tight windows in the NFL. Now you got to put it right where it needs to be. That's what we were missing when Divine Diablo missed those 5 games and went on a losing streak. Nobody else could do that, including the guy we lost to the New Orleans Saints, who we really like.
Right.
But that may be something that Brick is thinking about. And I'm talking about Jeff Ulbrich, the defensive coordinator, Mike, is these guys that can just – not only can they run, but it's hard when you're talking about defending these guys and their length.
Well, I was asking you earlier in the show off the air about Christian Harris. It's not like he's not doing anything. He's involved. He's with
involved.
The first team.
Yeah.
But that's where if on the depth chart, can Kendall Daniels, I think he can easily leapfrog J.D. Bertrand and get some valuable reps.
I do too.
Love his game, man. You know, on the other side of it, Brandon Dorlus, you know, apparently he got physical today with Quinny Williams, apparently getting after
him. Did he throw him around?
Well, we're going to find out.
Did he slap him in the head?
We're going to see what D-Led has to say. No fights out there, guys. No fight. That fight's come tomorrow. I said that.
All right.
Today, it starts, and then by tomorrow, then they're all ever just ticked off, and then they'll start scrapping.
All right. I mean, I don't encourage it.
I don't know if I'm getting hurt or something, but we want to see some
energy,
action.
Man. I want to see some energy.
Just like with the Braves. I mean, Braves are playing like listless baseball right now. More on that coming up with Grant. But getting back to the Falcons, guys, I'm not basing our comments about feeling this team is a gap year team over a preseason game. I'm talking about what we've seen in practice. I'm talking about how they're addressing their roster. They went and got Za'Darius Smith because they feel they're trying to manufacture pass rush.
Yeah.
Because you lost a projected 25 or more sacks. Between Leonard Floyd not being re-signed, Pierce's suspension, we don't know what he's going to be. You brought this up yesterday. Everyone just assumes Pierce hits the ground running, you know, against the Bengals in Spain. Don't know, but hopefully he does. But you can't replace Jalen Walker. I think everybody in their mind said this year he takes a big leap.
And Za'Darius Smith did not participate today. Right. So, I mean, we just signed him. He will be out there, guys, when the season rolls around. But they are getting him acclimated, and he's going to be working and ramping up. But he did not participate.
Really want to see Michael Penix. We all want to see Michael Penix out there, you know. And now the question we had with Bryant McFadden the other day is, if he does get cleared, let's say Monday, do you have any kind of window to get him out there for week one, or is that just a pipe dream?
No. Look, Alex Van Pelt was asked this question 2 weeks ago. Have you seen enough in practices to make a real evaluation? And his answer was yes. They've seen a lot more of him than we have. Day to day, going back to even OTAs and all that stuff. So, look, if you make that decision, then you better be able to run with it. You can't just say, all right, well, he's been cleared, but yet we need 6 more weeks to figure this out. He gets cleared, you better be on top of where this is going.
And again, a couple guys hit us up on the text line saying, yeah, the offensive line, again, that was...
It's a problem. Right tackle.
But the offensive line, guys, it's one of the better offensive lines in running the football.
Yeah.
Pass protection, they didn't get as good grades as far as the PFF nerds, but it's still a good – that's why Bergeron is good. He got the contract. Lidstrom is good.
I'm not worried about I'm worried about right tackle, but I have been since camp started. But I'm not worried about the other 4 guys.
But again, are they going to be doing more traps? Are there more screens that we talked about? And that's a skill set they're working on with Callahan, which in the meantime, if they're pulling, they're letting Carl some major gaps and defenses busting through. Hopefully that improves. But I can't agree that this is a bad offensive line.
No, I'm with you.
Other than the question mark on right tackle.
Hey, man, trying to give you some tickets.